Hello and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth. This is episode 75. I'm your host, Leda, and joining me that way is my co-host, Stone. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hi. I am not good. I'm good, but life.
Life is crazy.
I have windows open, things going on, so you're going to be hearing sounds.
Okay.
So. Because if we put the AC on, generally our hydro bill costs about $200 a month. We got our hydro bill this month and it was $157 because we haven't been using the AC a whole lot. We've been opening the doors up and just letting in natural cool air, sort of.
Okay.
So
things and stuff. Cool enough doing that?
Yes, we haven't gotten huge. We haven't gotten huge heat spikes yet.
Nice. Oh, well, that's good. Will it get hotter next month?
Yeah.
July?
Well, summer is starting now. Summer starts in 6 days for us. Well, for the rest of the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah. Okay.
That so, right. How are you doing?
It's cold. That's okay. That's okay.
Okay.
I'm better.
Right. I'm okay. You were sick.
Gotcha. I was sick. Yeah. But I managed to work this week. So that was good. That was at least a positive thing. But no, it's all good. I've been baking. I have coffee. All good.
Cool.
So let's do this.
Great. Okay. Let's do this. We've already done the intro. So let's talk about the news. Why did you put in BlizzCon tickets? That's why I put in, huh? Because BlizzCon tickets are all done. So if you heard that sound, that is Bob running back and forth. Bob is running back and forth. He's hyper right now. So you're going to hear him meowing at nothing. What's up with BlizzCon tickets? Like, I don't get it because they're all done. Right? I thought we talked about this last time.
Yeah, I think he just copied and pasted from the last one.
I did not copy paste that.
I don't know. Maybe I did and I don't know. So, I have no idea.
Okay. So, BlizzCon tickets happened. Yeah. DitchCon is there at $9,700. Let me see. If you go to ditchcon.com, DitchCon, if this is your first time hearing us or hearing anything about BlizzCon and all that stuff, DitchCon will be a cool, awesome party on Halloween, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And but it needs to get publicly funded. Like, it's not it's not like a Blizzard run thing or a corporate run. This is publicly funded stuff. So, I don't know why I can't click on anything. Am I crazy? Hold on.
I just got an email.
Yeah, we saw Bell posted a thing. So, I'm gonna go kickstarter.com/ditchcon.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Doing this 100% live.
Doing it live!
Wow.
Where's Kickstarter?
I don't understand why it's not on their website.
Oh.
I thought it was on ditchcon.com. And I thought there was a link to the Kickstarter there. So I don't understand. Back the Kickstarter. So, they have a thing here to back the Kickstarter. But it does. Yeah. I can't click it. Oh, there we go. Never mind. Stone's a derpus. Okay. So they're at $93,72 of $13,000. Mm-hmm. So they are about $3,700 to $3,600 away.
Yeah.
They have 16 days to go. If you can pitch in $20, that would be cool. Anything will help. This is going to be at BlizzCon on October 31st at the Hilton, which apparently the Hilton is actually the cheaper option. We found out. You know, everyone was bashing them, and I did that too. I readily admit that I said the Hilton cash grabbed us, and you know all that stuff. And turns out, no, they're actually the cheaper option. So
yeah, interesting.
Yeah, even though that they've raised their prices, they are still the cheaper option.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So if you can do it, please help them out. And you can find them at ditchcon.com. There is a link to the Kickstarter, like, right there. Just don't be a dummy like me. Con Before the Storm funded. Yes. So that's done. So that will be good. That's like, it's going to be fun stuff. So I don't think they reached the third stretch goal to get World of Podcasts. So I don't know what's going to happen there. We'll see.
No.
They were short by about 2,000. So it wasn't like they were like short by like $20. If they were short by $20, I would have put in another $20. But, you know, it's, they weren't short by just a little. In the grand scheme of things, they were just short, but that's $2,000 that I can't just throw, right? So, so we'll see what happens. I think there are, like, there is backup plans to do stuff for World of Podcasts. We'll have to see what happens. So, did you watch the Warcraft Q&A today?
I was asleep.
Or you were sleeping? What? You mean, how come you were sleeping during the day?
No.
I thought the whole world revolves around North America.
No?
No. Oh, that's weird.
No. So I know it was on, but I have no idea what was really said. So.
Okay. So I'm going to just talk about the clip. And I don't I don't think it's like gaining traction, but I saw it and somebody clipped it. Something that was said about Warcraft being a game of shades of gray, and these blood trolls are on the very dark side of shades of gray, and we're gonna kill them. So if you just go listen to that clip without the context, it's really bad. But with the context, it completely makes sense. So I don't just want to go say because I'm going to feel like somebody's going to take it from me without the context and then be like, I'm a racist. And clearly Ian is not a racist, but it was funny that they clipped it. I feel bad for him because I feel like this could potentially go either really badly or hopefully it will just get brushed off as nothing was meant by it and it was just talking about shades of gray. So anyways, apparently blood trolls, we will not be playing them. They are not going to be an allied race. They are bad guys, and we are going to kill them.
Okay.
So that's one of the things that came out of that. The other was that they said...
But we're still Zandalari trolls.
Zandalari are for sure going to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
And those should be available once you hit 120.
Oh, okay.
Because when the pre-patch hits, we should be unlocking the Dark Iron Dwarves and something on the Horde side. Not the Zandalari Troll, though. The Zandalari Trolls, I believe there was saving for when you hit 120 and later on.
Oh.
I think the same as the Kul Tiras... Oh, for the Horde, I think the other race is the Maghar Orcs, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the Horde race. And so when you get to 120, I believe for Horde is going to be the Trolls, and then for the Alliance, it will be the Kul Tiras Humans. So with the different human body shapes, which is cool.
Yeah.
So the other thing that came up was that Ian said that the window of major changes is coming to a close for specs and all that stuff very quickly. Right. So he's not saying that there's going to be no changes that would happen. And maybe some changes that happen feels like it's big, but it's not that big. But huge overhauls are probably not going to happen. So what you see in the beta is likely going to be very close to what we get on live.
Okay.
And I mean, I think we're just, so I understand why Blizzard changes things up, because they want to keep the game fresh, like keep the playstyle fresh. You learn a different kind of playstyle. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Sometimes it feels like, my class and my spec was just in the right spot. Why did you change it? Like, why? And sometimes it feels like it's changed for the sake of change. But if you don't change it, then it's going to feel old and stale, and you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. So I understand. But there's some people that are saying, you know, the class was good, and now you broke it, and now you're saying it won't really be until like 8.1 that, you know, there's going to be another round of rebalancing and seeing fixes. You know, I mean, everybody plays the game differently. For me, it doesn't matter. I'm playing my unholy Death Knight because I like how it plays. I like the class. Yeah. I like the lore. I like the feel of being an undead person or somebody that controls the undead and gets them to do my bidding, right?
I suppose by making things happen when it goes live, they get a greater overview of what people think as opposed to testing it in the alphas and the betas, right? Like, if something's playing really well at the moment and they say, well, we're still going to make changes to it, and that happens live, they're going to have the greatest impact live.
Yeah.
Because everyone's playing their tunes as opposed to only select people do alpha. And then when the beta comes out, again, it's only select people that do it. Yeah.
It's I mean, like they don't get as many people testing. Right. Like there's clearly not as many people doing the alpha and the beta. And even PTR, which, by the way, it's now on PTR. They've moved the beta patch, the 8.0, to the PTR. Mm. So anybody can just go and do it. Yeah.
Okay.
So they clearly don't have enough folks, because that's just how it is. And so sometimes with as many people that play that, when you get like you don't catch some of the things. Like, people don't play it a certain way, right?
You need to be a certain type of person to be able to do that. Like, that's why I don't do it, because one, I don't want to be spoiled, and two, I know a lot of people over the years, friends that have done alphas, they've done the betas, and 6 months in, they're done. They're I'm sick of playing it. I've been playing it 6 to 12 months before it came out, and now I've done 6 months of it, and I'm kind of done with the game, and I don't ever want to feel that. So as much as I'd love to test stuff, I can't, because I don't want to get spoiled than that. So,
See, I don't mind to test the technical aspects of things.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I like to test. But I don't want to spoil the lore, because I've done that once to myself and I will not do that again. Right.
Yeah.
So, apparently in the PTR, you can copy over characters. So if you have like an iron character right now, because it's on PTR, you should be able to go copy that over. So,
okay.
Yeah, you should be able to do it now. What else? Yeah. So yeah, he said like right at the beginning, yeah, it got moved over to the PTR. There was another patch coming out for the beta stuff, next week, I believe. And I think the other thing that kind of, the only other thing that I really remember about it was that war mode, they did not mention what level you're going to be able to turn war mode on, but they wanted to be careful with the rewards from war mode, because when you go turn on war mode is basically you
PvP
flag yourself. Yeah. So, I mean, right. I guess they wanted to call it something different because all of the PvP realms are all gone. Which I'll talk about that a little bit in a second, because that reminded me of it. They wanted to make sure that the XP that you got from being in war mode was enough to make it feel like it was worthwhile for you to be in war mode, but not enough to be like, you have to do it, and if you don't do it, you're playing the game wrong. So they're trying to get that balance of how much, right? And right now it's 15%. I think it's plus 15% XP, I think. Something like that. So, which is not bad. I think I might try to level something like that, just like on a normal character, just to see how it is. Maybe on one of my tunes, I'll just go, hey, I'm going to level up one of my characters only using war mode and see how it goes. The other thing that came up was the RP PvP realms. Okay, so there was a question about, because RP realms don't get sharded as much, right? Because they want to make sure they keep the role players together. So when they do their role-playing events, they're not all of a sudden people are gone, even though they're standing like right there by Bob.
Yeah.
So,
fair enough.
Right? So they're like, well, what's going to happen? Like, because I'm on an RP PvP realm. So when the PvP goes away, but I go into war mode, what's going to happen? So Ian said, well, it's still going to act like an RP realm because that's what it's going to be. All of the RP PvP is now just RP. So basically we have two choices for a realm, normal and RP. That's it.
Yep.
Which is fine. So the RP realms, if you don't want to get sharded as much, go roll on an RP realm. If you don't care about that, then roll on a normal realm. Right?
Yep. Okay. So does that mean they're going to create more cross realm?
I feel like they're going to.
With service?
I feel like well, because if they can make Overwatch worldwide, yes, they built Overwatch from scratch, and Warcraft is an old game, so for them to be able to do it, they would have to rework things, so it takes more work and effort, right? But I feel like this is how we're going, is that when you go play World of Warcraft, it shouldn't matter what realm you're on. It shouldn't matter what region you're on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
So I feel the whole world launch thing is a move towards that, where it doesn't matter if you're US, doesn't matter if you're EU. It would be really cool to be able to play with Awesome Trousers, play with Marty and Tom. You know, they are all EU. Like, we know lots of people that are EU, and we can't play with them because they don't want to create a US account, which I completely understand. I don't want to create an EU account, right? I kind of hope they go down that road. I really hope they do, just to kind of merge everything together so that it's not us versus them. I think they still need to keep the separation between North America, Europe, and Asia, because they have a completely different pay style. So like they pay per hour. Yep. Like they don't pay per month. Okay. So it's completely different over there. And Korea as well. I don't want to level and get my ass kicked. Because they're going to kick my ass, right? So, anyway, so the Q&A was good.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Was there mention, because I think it was Spanky Hunter who had sent the tweet to us during the week about the windowed...
Okay, yes. I have personally tested this. Did they talk about it? No, they did not talk about it, but I've personally tested this. I play in windowed full screen, okay?
Means
you can have it up on your full screen, TVs. And if you have more than one screen, you can move your mouse out and click on other stuff, and Warcraft won't, like, close and all that crap, okay? Being in normal windowed mode means that you see the toolbar up on the top with the little X and all that crap. You don't want that. And you see your taskbar too. You don't want that.
Yeah.
So when some folks, so Spanky had forwarded it from somebody else that saw this on beta and was saying, we only have windowed mode and full screen. What the heck is going on? Right. So I was like, whoa, because that completely changes things for me too. So I freaked out too. So I, as soon as I could, I got onto beta and I checked. Full screen is windowed full screen.
Okay.
So they've removed the old full screen option where it basically took over all of your screens, right?
And you just couldn't,
And you couldn't do anything else. Yes.
Yeah,
which I think I think it's a little confusing because of what we're used to, because of what we've seen before, but good. I cannot imagine why I would need to run it in full screen. I'm sure somebody else has a reason, but sorry, like the old full screen, not the new one. But full screen, don't have to worry, everything's okay.
I think I used to run that in vanilla because they only had the one computer and I didn't have two accounts by then, so it was like you just had one.
You weren't hooked as bad. You were hooked, enough to get that other account.
No, I did get a second account quite. How long did it take you to get your other account?
Towards the end of vanilla? Okay.
Yeah, I think I was playing for about maybe 12 months or so. Because I didn't come in right at the beginning. I think it was about 4 or 5 months after it had started that I started playing. And then... I didn't actually get my account because I was playing on my partner's at the time just to try it out. And then when I realized I was hooked, it was like, I need my own account. And I got my account. And then I was probably about 12 months maybe before I realized, you know what? I need a second account. It's going to happen. And you know what it was for, though? It wasn't because I'm going to fill up 50 slots, because I have never filled up 50 slots on my main account. Never. However, back in the day, when you could not have Horde and Alliance on the same realm.
What?
When?
Really?
When, remember? I don't remember that. You could not make Horde and Alliance tunes on the same account, on the same realm.
Really?
So I decided I needed the second account, and that's where jewel boxing started, like basically. So I would go, and then I would go and buy all the Alliance fishing recipes, tailoring recipes, and oh, did I make some gold. Yeah, when I realized I could do that, I was like, oh, and pets, of course, pets. I would go and buy all the kittens. I would go and buy all the owls. I would go and buy all the, what else was there? The rabbits. Oh, yeah, I made a lot of money. Like back in vanilla, when you made 10 gold, it was like seriously, it was like you making, was a lot. Say, back 10 gold was dome, a lot. It's yeah. like, yeah.
Yeah,
I remember making my first 10 gold. I was so pleased. I rang Scott and I'm like, I just made 10 gold. And he's like, oh my God. And then when I made 100 gold, I flipped. I'm like texting him. I made 100 gold. I made it. I'm like the queen of the auction house, which I wasn't, but I was so excited. I was like, I've got enough to get my riding.
Yeah.
I was a warlock, so I still had to work through that whole quest, but yeah,
so
it was hilarious.
Talking about Classic, there was nothing mentioned about Classic WoW in the Q&A, because this Q&A was primarily BFA. However, about a half an hour or so after the Q&A was done, Blizzard posted an update on the Classic, on WoW Classic.
Right.
And they said they wanted to let you guys know, let us all know where they were. So they've done some research. They are going to make WoW Classic as of the 1.12 patch. That's their WoW Classic.
Right.
Okay.
So what was that right before? The one right before Burning Crusade?
Yes.
Or the one before?
No.
Okay.
No, I think 1.12 was the final patch before the 2. Whatever patch.
Right.
It's online. Anyway, so they're going to do 1.12. It was interesting what they said was how they had to decide on what they were going to do. Could they take the content of 1.12 and merge it in with the current systems? Or were they going to have to take the content and the old 1.12 systems and build on top of that and make it fit with what we have now? Like as far as BNet and chatting and all that stuff, right? Being able to chat with your friends like in different games. So they found that it was going to be easier for them to take just the content and mesh it with what the systems we have now. So all that they really need to do was focus on massaging the data that they have. So basically you would have, they had an example where back in the day they would have the spell Fireball would be level 1. It would have one proc. Yep. It would hit this. It would tick on that, blah, 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 blah. It would have all these things, but a lot of the fields would actually say nothing, 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 nothing. So it's a lot of wasted space, right? Now what they do is that what they would have is that Fireball does this. Maybe that, but it won't have these empty fields. So what they have to do is that they have to take the old stuff and make it work with the new, which they said is an easier job to do than the other way around. I feel like this is a good step towards making the data available to everybody that wants it from WoW Classic. So for me, I like the API info that we get from WoW, because we can use it to do Iron Man and all that stuff and track all kinds of stuff. Track your mounts, pets, all kinds of stuff, right? I really want to be able to track the WoW Classic stuff. And it was always my worry that, you know, they weren't going to deal with an API. But if they're going to just take the content and put it with our current systems, they should be able to do the API as well. I've asked a question already. I've not got an answer, and I don't think they're going to be able to answer yet. But it's so, very exciting.
Very exciting. I wonder if we can't roll Horde Paladins. I so hope we can't.
No, you can't. Because Horde should only have shamans, right? And Alliance had pallies. Because the first Horde pally was...
Yeah, but we don't know.
No, we do know.
Whether they'll change it.
What do you mean?
We don't know.
They're doing it based on 1.12. At 1.12, the only class that could be a pally was human.
Sorry, the only race.
Yeah. The first Horde race that could was Blood Elves. And that was Burning Crusade, no? And the same thing with Shamans, right? Shamans, they changed it up to Tauren and Draenei.
Yeah. I hope they keep... I do really hope that they keep
Oh, they
that.
Should. Oh, they should. I have no doubt that they'll keep stuff like that. Because if they don't, the backlash on this not being classic will be insane.
Yeah, but it could go either way, though. I wonder if they'll have playing experience when we get to BlizzCon.
In a classic one? I don't.
Classic.
No, I think, I don't BlizzCon. Think so. So, well, they were saying that they, like, in the posts... They were testing and dying a lot and questing and all that stuff. So they are playing and they're testing stuff out just to see if it works. So in theory, you know, if they're able to play it, you know, somebody can play it. Now, whether or not they can get it ready, what are we at right now? We're at middle of June. So July, August, September, October, four and a half months until BlizzCon.
It was going to be a few years away.
Oh, absolutely.
Wasn't it? When they mentioned that at BlizzCon last year.
Yes.
They said it was going to be more than a couple of years away.
Yeah. So, I don't think you should get your hopes up for a playable classic at BlizzCon this year.
Yeah, but maybe the next year. Then they want us to know.
I think the forum post that they gave us was very open. And it was very refreshing to see. It was very cool that they were that forthcoming about it, about where they were, what they did.
Fun to test the irons.
Well, I mean, we're going to do that anyways.
That would be cool. Yeah. Well, of course, but like that would be cool to be like testing it now. Hello.
I feel like if they were to give us a playable demo at BlizzCon, that would mean that they were closer to a release than everybody else thinks, and I don't think they are. I really don't
guess
think
we wait and see.
Do you want to say that you think that there will be one? Oh, okay.
We'll have to do our prediction show closer. Closer, definitely. Okay. Which I'll completely get everything wrong. But anyway.
I think I did too, didn't I? We haven't done? We haven't gone over. Okay, that's what we'll do. At our next BlizzCon prediction show, we will go over the results of our last one. Okay? Because I don't think we did. I don't think we did.
I don't know.
Because I think we just went live and we just started to talk about all the news and that's it. And I don't think, we were right, wrong. I think it was more wrongs than right. But
yeah, probably. But I mean, at least maybe we can do a live, like BlizzCon show kind of thing, maybe when we're there after we've seen stuff. Who knows? We've got lots of things to do. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
How far away are we?
4.5 months, basically.
Oh my lordy. Yep. Wow. Okay.
So that's pretty much it for news.
Can I mention one thing? I put it down in my section, but it is kind of news that I did see they had posted about the music.
Oh, okay.
So, Battle for Azeroth preview, Before the Storm main title music. That's, I put the link in there. I can't put it over in the thingo. Can you put it over so chat room can see it? I normally, like, you know me, I try not to, I'm not spoilery. I don't like spoilers. I try and avoid all of that stuff.
Music is different, right? Music's different.
But the one thing I, when I play, when I think I first started playing, I didn't know you could turn the music on. I think I played for the first 12 months. I didn't know there was music at all.
Wow.
And what? When I found out, yeah, seriously, I didn't know. I just was running around. Probably Scott. Off? Oh. Yeah. Well, he never played with the music on. So he had turned it off. So of course I've started playing and I didn't know there was music until, you know, later on I've gone, there's music, and turned the music on, and I'm just like, oh, I can't not play with having the music, even if I'm listening to music or listening or watching a TV show. I still have to have the Warcraft music in my game. Like, I can't not have it there. So for me, it was like, do I listen to it now? Do I get the feel of it? I was like, yeah, I've got to hear it. And I have to say, for me, and I don't give a damn what anyone else thinks, but I loved it. I did watch the little video, which I was debating that, because I was like, should I watch it or just listen to it? And I was like, yeah, I'll watch it. And it's not like they really showed, like, obviously they've taken clips and, you know, just focused on that for a couple of minutes as the music's, you know, going through. But I thought it was just beautiful, the music. So for me, I'm really, really excited. I can't wait to hear all the music that they give us. Even though I'm a diehard Russell Brower fan, like, I think he is amazing, and it sucks that he's not there. And there was no credit as per se given to that he was part of it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. They did mention, I think, on the website, the guy, like the person who's obviously written the score and stuff like that, and he wasn't mentioned. But I thought it was really an interesting piece. So if you're into the music, have a listen, or wait till, you know, BFA goes live. But I thought it was beautiful, and I can't wait. So that's my two cents anyway.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking I do play with the music on sometimes, but it's on quiet, because I'm gonna have to complain about something. I mean, go figure. The Allied movie intros, right? Have you played any? The High Mountain Trolls. So when you first pick that race, nope, and you play the,
nope,
okay, I won't tell you what happens, but there is an effect that happens for every Allied race intro that does not happen, right, for the regular races. The music is too loud.
Yeah.
The music, it's almost like the music and the voice tracks are at the same level. And
okay,
they're not supposed to be. Like, I have such a hard time to hear what they're saying. I have to read the play-by-play, right? Like the captions, sorry. And then when I have to read the captions, now I'm not looking at the screen and what's being moved around. I'm reading because I want to know what the person is saying, right?
The
sound levels are completely off. I have not tested this on beta to see if they fixed it, but they for sure, this is like live right now.
Okay.
And I really hope that's one thing that they would fix, because I feel like, oh my God, like they have so much there. It's really good. But just one thing to fix, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, I don't have my sound up for the game. It's not loud. Like I utilize the sound, the music is like that sort of backgroundy. I can hear it. I can hear it clearly, but it's not, you know, if I'm going to do it's something, not it's not like, bah, 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 bah. It's kind of like, so I can still hear, you know, when I do a spell that I can hear my shoom, that I can hear all that, because otherwise if I can't hear it, I find it's one of those things. It's because I have vertigo and it's that hearing imbalance. If I see stuff, it's like being on a boat, I suppose. For me, I get really sick. I can't, it's a hear see thing, right? Okay. I have to be able to hear, otherwise it throws my perception, and therefore then triggers the imbalance, which makes me feel sick, like kind of like the seasick, nauseous type of thing. So I've got my levels just right that I can hear everything that I need to, and then I can adjust if the sounds are not quite right. But normally I don't. I mean, probably the only time I ever adjusted it is when I used to play and record Core, because you were playing and, you know, doing the podcast. So I would have the music like really, really low, but not turned off. It was really, really low, but I could still hear the game, you know, as I was running around. I think I was running around Time Island killing crabs back in the day. That's interesting, but test it, definitely. Let us know. Let us know if they've made a difference on it then. Interesting. Okay. So what else have you been up to?
Okay, so weeks and wow. Weeks and wow. So really the only wowing that I've been doing is doing some guild runs with my guild, Phalanx of Nod. I call it Phalanx, they call it Phalanx. No, Phalanx, because A, Canada, A. So Phalanx, we say it a lot, A. Got a sticker A's in there everywhere. So we're doing the Glory of the Legion Raider achievement to get the Fell Moose. I don't know what it's called, the moose, but it's like but it does not fly. Unfortunately, it does not fly.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow.
It's a really cool looking moose. Mouse. I almost said mouse. It's a really cool looking moose, and it doesn't fly. I'm like, ah, what a bummer.
Wow.
What a bummer. Yeah. So we actually got it yesterday. So we're done, but one of our raiders couldn't make it, so we're gonna go back and do it again next week for him. So that's for Swing Cat. Cool.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
So how many mounts are you up to then?
I have no idea. You must be many.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I'm coming close to the 400 mark, because
I did see that there's a new mount achievement.
But that's like 400 again, not, sorry, it's 400 on one faction, right? Sorry, 400 on one character. Yes. Because Death Knights get those extra two, right? So I kind of wish they would just make it, I wish they would normalize it where it wouldn't matter what faction, and just make the number higher. So it's less it's less confusing. Just make it like 500 across all factions. Doesn't matter, you know, as long as you know it, done. But make the number higher so you have to get more.
Yeah.
It's fine, right?
Yeah. That would be good.
So the other thing I did was that I guested on the Sundering twice since our last show.
I did see that. I thought that was hilarious. Well, I mean, that's good. Seraphis, we love Seraphis.
Yeah, so, we just hang out and we yap, and you know, it's fun times. I really like just hanging out, and eventually he will wise up and be like, you know, like, why did I bring this guy on? Jeez, you know? So I'm going to go as much as I can while I have him fooled. So, I was just on with him on Tuesday.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Yes, there is definitely. There is zero drama there. It's just, you know, it's good fun. Good fun. The other,
we are okay. So having bacon with him when we get to BlizzCon somewhere. I don't care where.
Oh yeah. Let's go to my BlizzCon surprise. I'll leave the other one for maybe after. So BlizzCon surprise.
What?
Yeah, I know. I was like, what the hell, man? So BlizzCon surprise.
Surprise, okay.
So yeah, I'm going to BlizzCon and I'm really looking forward to it. Yes. And I'm really happy that I'm gonna be able to go in, right? I don't care. I mean, it would have been nice to see an expansion every year because I love WoW and I want to see everything WoW. I understand it's not going to be like that every year. I still kind of want to go in, right? Yeah. I would still go to BlizzCon even if I didn't get the ticket. If I can get a ticket, I'm going to go in. So I was able to get a ticket. That's great. And I'm really thankful for how I got the ticket. I'm very, very thankful. I was able to buy 4 tickets for friends, for some people that helped me out last year and all that stuff. So I bought the 4. And one person could not go this year, and it's like a last-minute decision. They've decided that they can't go. It's too much money. They're coming from Aussie land, which the plane tickets are freaking expensive. It costs a lot. It's a huge deal, okay? So I'm disappointed that they're not going to come.
I know.
I'm disappointed because I want to see them. But I'm not mad at them. It's not their fault. It's just, that's just life, right? So, So I have an extra ticket. So I asked, you know, a couple people that I knew that I thought maybe could have twisted some arms to go. You know, Zort said no. Stir said no. Nisi said no. Boz already had one. Awesome Trousers, he's over in EU. He said no.
Well, technically, he said yes, but we have to pay for his.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah,
so,
not going to happen.
Because I also need to get paid for the BlizzCon ticket, too, because I'm selling them at face value. I want to recoup what I spent. That's all. I'm not trying to make any cash off of it. So it was funny. I kind of said, Carrie was sitting across from me, and I go, you know, so-and-so is not going to go. Do you want to go? And she's like, She, so because you don't know her, when she does this, that means yes. Okay. So, and that's also why I do it too. So I don't know if she got it. I think she got it off me because I do that more. Like if I don't want to say yes or no, I'll be like, but usually it means yes. So I don't want to lie to somebody. So if, you know, somebody says, did you eat all the coffee crisp? I'll be like, I'm not lying.
Yeah.
Right.
Good example there, Stone.
I'm not lying. So we talked with my mom. My mom's going to watch the kids. And she already had the time off because she took the time off so I could go so she could watch the kids.
Yeah.
So now we just have to find her a ticket.
Coming.
Yeah. Yeah. So now I have a bodyguard.
That is awesome.
Now I have a bodyguard. Thank goodness.
Now she can wash your back.
People don't know the context of that, Lita.
I know. I'm just going to leave that. No, that is so awesome because that means I get to see both of you we get to have some fun.
The big problem is because I already have my ticket booked. Getting her on the same flight would cost $3,000 for the round trip. And that is just not going to happen. So we're trying to find.
Wow.
We're trying to find either. I don't want her to be on the crappy seats in the back. like way in the back where you don't pick your seat and all that crap.
Yeah.
Like I want her to be in a normal seat. So, yeah. But likely it would mean that we're going to go on different flights, which is going to be weird. Okay,
but, well, yeah, it would be weird. But
it's going to be weird.
But, I mean, what's the time frame? As in, like, if, say, yours left at 9 a.m., is there, like, another flight later at, like, 11 a.m.? Like,
it depends.
A couple of hours?
Or? The cheapest flight is United, and she's like, no, that's where they beat people up and throw them off the plane. Like, yeah. Okay. So,
okay.
Yeah. So that's going to be the, focus for the next few months is keeping an eye on plane tickets to see what we can get her.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Well, that's really exciting. I'm sorry. I'm more excited. Yeah. Cause it'll be really good.
Well, awesome. Okay. So I thought it was funny and I'm going to say this on the air. I thought, because I said this to Carrie too, I thought it was funny that I have to ask another woman, because for people that don't know, Lita and I were going to share a room, which was suggested by my wife, just saying.
Yes.
Because she's like, yeah, I don't care. You guys are, please. Right? So I thought it was funny that I'm asking another woman if it's okay if my wife bunks with us in the same room.
And it was completely funny because I didn't even see that message until I got home. So I didn't even notice it because obviously I've had to get up, go to work, deal with work, and I've had a really, really rough week with work. And it was only, I think, when I literally got home that I'd seen the message and I was like, yeah, like,
no, you were like, yeah, well, okay, like, so sure. Lita types in sure, and that's it. I'm like, uh-oh.
I just go sure, like, but uh-oh. I'm like, well, of course.
So I start going, well, like, I just wait, got Lita's home. Getting like, why is Lita like all upset? Like, she just said sure, it's just a one word answer, and I typed in all this stuff, and she just types in sure. What is going on? There's something going on, but no, Lita was just, you're just like having a bad day at work.
It was a
bad week.
It's been a bad
week. Yes.
So, but you know, it's okay. And sure is like, it's not like sure. It's like sure, like of course. It's like, yeah. So it was completely hilarious. But no, it's really exciting. I can't wait. We got lots of things to do. So,
well, I figure, you know, on that day where you were saying
without schedule,
well, you were saying that you needed to go shopping, and I'm like, I'm not going shopping, there's no way. Well, Carrie will probably go with you.
It's gonna depend on,
and
remember I said I might need to sleep.
Oh yeah
The shopping may not happen because I might, like, if I'm completely wrecked from jet lag.
I think the thing too is that you and her are the same in that you, like, you both don't smoke or drink or anything like that. So it's like she'll have somebody to hang out with versus all these stinky geeks, right? And feel like, oh my God, all the geeks. Ugh. So it will be, I'm actually looking forward for her to come and meet you and stuff. Okay.
It'll be good. We can talk baking. So, you know. Oh,
God.
Well, great. I mean, I've got lots of, great. Like, there's lots of walk-off and stuff. Mm. But the one thing I can talk to her about is definitely baking, because I know I can
pick She doesn't her brain drink coffee.
As well.
And I gotta
no,
say.
No, she doesn't.
Do Neither not. Of them do not corrupt her, please. I want to say one thing. Like, I don't want to go out on a bad note, so I'm going to do the bad stuff first, because I got two things. One's kind of, what the hell, and the other one's good.
Yeah.
North America, it is Father's Day coming up on Sunday for us and in the United States, okay?
Okay,
so that's when we do it. We do it on the third Sunday of every June, and Mother's Day is on the second Sunday of every May. So that's just how we do it. My oldest son brought home a Father's Day present. That it was. Yeah. No, my oldest son brought back peanut gallery. Thank you. My oldest son brought back a Father's Day present. I was like, you know, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, it's just little stuff that they do at school. You know, okay, it's cool. It's cool. My youngest son brought back a present that I thought was just for me. And I was like, oh, okay, thank you very much. Right. When my wife got home, he pulled out something from his bag and gave one to her, the exact same thing for her. And he says, it's for Parents' Day. I'm like, wait, what? Like, hold on, what? So I don't know how it's going on. I don't know what's going on over there in his class, because I think it's specifically to his class. I feel like they didn't do a Father's Day. I feel like they did Parents' Day, and I don't know why. Because I will be honest here. If they did that crap on Mother's Day, and they said, well, we're not going to do Mother's Day, we'll do Parents' Day so the fathers can share in that, there would be bloody murder. There would be blood. Yeah. That would never happen. So why is it okay to happen now? Why is it okay?
We've got Father's Day.
Yeah. So why is it that Father's Day needs to be Parents' Day? No. Father's Day, I get one day.
Yeah.
Give me my day. Don't take my day away.
If you don't have a mother or a father, well, then, yeah, sure. But you can call it Parents' Day or whatever. But for the...
We have
a Father's Day.
Yeah.
I don't... Why? Okay.
Yeah. I have no idea.
They're trying to be gender neutral?
Ugh.
I don't know.
I wish they'd stop. I really hope not, because that stuff really drives me nuts. In some cases where, you know, it's over the top and we shouldn't be doing the bad things. Yeah. Yeah. But really, we don't need everything to be like that. It's okay to have a Father's Day. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I feel like if I go talk to the teacher, I need to be like, I need to like collect myself, because right now I'm really kind of like, what the heck, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why? Like, he came back and said it was Parents' Day. Where did he hear that from? And then if the teacher goes, well, we decided to do Parents' Day instead of Father's Day, I'd be like, then I go talk to the principal, because the principal would have to sign off on something like that. And be like, well, why is it okay for them to do that for Father's Day, but not Mother's Day, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, so that was the crappy part.
Hmm.
The good part. I want to end off on a good part.
Yes.
I have my ALS walk tomorrow morning.
Yes.
In 12 hours from now, I will be done. Yes. So I'll be done.
Okay.
We're going to be getting up bright and early, and we actually got a last minute donation from Thule to push us over $2,000.
It's crazy.
I know. Thank you very, very much. Awesome. And he knows how I am. I just like, I feel all awkward. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm really looking forward to...
You guys going to wear like matching outfits and stuff?
I think we're all going to be wearing the purple. I'm actually wearing the purple shirt right now, but I have a whole bunch of them. So,
Don't wear that one.
I don't know. I could be wearing... It could be the same thing, and I just say I have like a whole bunch of them, and I just wear the same one week after week or day after day. I'll be streaming it live on the WoW Chell Ages website and the Twitch channel and all that. I'll be doing the track, not the full walk,
because
I don't want to die.
Yeah.
So
and then the boys and Carrie are doing the rest, doing the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. It's 5K, so there's no way I could do that. I tried to do it the first year, and they actually closed up the walk because I was so slow.
I mean, there are reasons why. So, you know, it's not like you can, you know.
They were taking down the signs in front of us, and we're like, we're from the walk. Which way do we go? Oh, just go down there. And I found out they sent us the shortcut because we were supposed to keep going further around and they didn't want us to go that far because we were done. And I'm like, man, sorry. You know, I raised the money. I wanted to walk the full thing, but I can't walk it fast. You know, I can't walk like everybody else does. Jesus. No. Nope. Anyway, so tomorrow I'm going to be streaming it from my phone. So we'll see how that goes. We will see how that goes.
Okay. So, well, you know that we're with you in if we can't be there with you, but we know that for you and the family to hope it's a good day and everything goes well. So we all, you know, we're all with you in spirit, definitely.
Thank you. See, I don't, I can't, I'm not good at
saying thank you. Don't just say thank you and leave it at that. Don't say anything else. There you go. Say thank you. Thank you, Lita.
Thank you, Lita.
Thank you. Okay. Let me tell you what I've done because I've got a couple of things I'm really excited about. And at first, I didn't think I was going to be able to get it because I was like, stupid Amazon. And stupid Australia and stupid stuff. But I was able to get last night the Before the Storm book for my iPad. So I got the Kindle version. So when I made my Amazon account years ago, we didn't have an Australian one. So of course I just use US, but they've brought in laws now and they've stopped us from using the Amazon US one. Mm-hmm. So I can only use the Amazon Australian version, which has always been really, really cruddy to get things. Because it's like Amazon has this much stuff.
And then the
Australian local stuff, one. It's like, well, why would I want to use the Australian one when I can get it cheaper from overseas? Like, seriously? But yeah, now they've stopped all that. So I had to convert my account back to, I'll convert it to the Australian, and I couldn't do it via the app. But when I hopped on the PC, I was able to do all that, and I was like, okay. So I managed to get the Kindle version of the book, which is really good. I looked at it last night.
Which
and I
book?
Was like,
because I don't think you actually said. Yeah, thank you.
Before the Storm. So Christy Golden,
yes,
who is like, I love her. Like, seriously, if there is one person, I love her. She is my, other than Stephen King, because I still love Stephen King, but Christy, she is, I love her writing. I always have. I've been a massive fan, especially, obviously, just the Warcraft stuff, because that's all I read. But, so I started on the prelude bit because it's got all these chapters and I was like, I'll just read. Oh, look, there's just like a couple of pages. I'll just start on this. And then I was like, okay, now into, you know, and I'm like, no, put it down. Cause you know, what's going to happen. It will consume me. When I get into a book, normally a Warcraft book, I was like this when I read Thrall. I was like this when I read Arthas. I was like, read. I just read it straight until I put it down. I think I even did the same with the WOD one, whatever the WOD one was.
Wasn't it like
So I couldn't put it down until I had it finished. So I'm like, no, I have to, I've got real life I've got to do. So I've started, but I'm just like, well, I just have to do, you know, like a little bit. So I'm really excited. I can't wait. Cause I have seen lots of tweets to her and from her and just people's reactions about the book. And I've tried to keep myself from making sure I don't see spoiler stuff or anything. And I'm not giving, you know, I don't want to spoil anything I'm just like, I know I need to read it.
Do you want to hear a spoiler?
No, don't tell me. I don't want until I'll get it from whatever it is. I'll get it from the book. So I just know that if she's given me anything halfway what she's given me in other books, I'm gonna love it. So yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really excited. But I still want to get like a hard copy. So, but they're like $35 hard copy.
Well, for a hard, like, for hardcover ones, it's usually in the $30 range after conversion.
Yeah. And I must admit, when it comes to a book I love, I will go a hard copy over a paperback any day. I don't have the books. I had to get rid of a lot of my books, but I've kept my Warcraft ones. Yeah, I've got a mix of there's a mix of some kind of hard copy and paperback.
I need more coffee.
There is a coffee shop in town that I used to go to, and it was called Hard Coffee. The true story. I used to go and get a coffee from them every day. Really good bunch of girls. They were lovely. So I'm kind of thinking maybe later on down the track I'll get myself a physical version, but I've got the version for the iPad, so I'm happy about that. But that was really cool. And then the other really, really, really cool thing that happened this week.
Wait. Can I, because we're talking about books, can I interject with a book thing? Okay.
Sure.
So, and I haven't even tweeted this yet. I just remembered. I actually got this book, Warcraft Chronicles, Volume 3. And I wasn't planning on buying it, because I haven't even gone through halfway through book one, because book one, I like the beginning part of book one where it sets up like how everything book was made and all that stuff. Right. Better. It's okay. Book just so I wasn't planning on buying it because it's expensive. So, a friend of ours, Alt, okay, so
yeah, Sarah.
She writes, I don't like calling people by their real names.
No, well, she goes by that now.
I know she does, but she still. Does by, so. Okay, so she had a giveaway and I won. I was like, wow. So I won it.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah. And usually I don't like to enter stuff because I kind of feel like, you know, it should be available for people that may not have access to certain things, and you know, so I was like, let's give it a go. So I won it, and so I'm very thankful for it, because you know, I will be reading it, and I still need to tweet her. I'm a very bad person, so I haven't Slacko, tweeted her.
Make sure you
as
do
a thank
tweet
you.
Her and say
yes.
thank you. Yeah.
Because
we love her.
But
she's
awesome. I'm very happy for that. So okay, tell me
I'm
about.
I'm so jealous. Hang on.
I'm lucky.
I'm so jealous because I read one. Yeah. I read the one which I loved, and then when I got two, which I got them both. I've got them on the Kindle. I've only got one in hard copy, but I've got two on the Kindle because it was obviously like cheaper. And I haven't got three yet because three still like quite expensive to get even for the iPad, but I'm so jealous. I like, one was really, really good. One sets up, two kind of goes punch, wham. I was like, so much lore stuff in there that I love two. I got to the end of two and I was literally like, I need three. But yeah, it's just, so I hope three, if three is as good as two, so I you need to finish one and get on to two.
I started getting really out of good. One, like, okay, not getting out of it, but when they started focusing on the stuff happening on the world, that's when I started getting out of being hooked, because I really liked the whole how everything started. How did it all start before us?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know I need to. I'm on like page 45, no, 54, which is around that time that's when they start to focus on life on Azeroth and the old gods and all that stuff. So, okay. So no, sorry.
Very interesting.
So you go ahead, since when I rudely interrupted you to thank,
that's okay.
You know, Alt, because I'm such a bad, I'm such a bad person. Thank you, Alt. Thank you.
That's awesome. Yes. Go tweet her.
I did.
So something happened this week that only ever happens, if you're lucky, maybe no more than a handful of times a year. So,
come on. You can't just say stuff like that.
Hey, look. Yeah. Yes, I can.
Especially when you say what event it is. Okay, go. And tell us, what special event is this that only happens maybe once or twice a year?
It's my super squirt day. Super squirt day. So for the pet battles. So this goes back to the garrison. Goes back to one. And it still happens. So obviously every week something happens in Azeroth. Sometimes it's World Quest Week. Sometimes it's the dungeon time walking. Sometimes it's the Legion dungeon stuff. Sometimes it's the PvP stuff. Sometimes it's the pet battling week, which is what it is currently. Because that only ever happens for 7 days, and the garrison has got 15 different pet battles that it cycles through, okay? So the chances that the squirt battle that comes up with little squirt and her three pets that you've got to battle is... it only comes up once every sort of 15 weeks. So, yeah, for it to be a pet battling week and for the squirt day to pop up, it really does not happen. Not even, I would say, a handful of times. I think last year it might have been three times. I can't remember. Anyway, it happened 3 days ago. When was it? Thursday.
You can't even remember when it was. Thursday it must night. Not have been that good.
No, it's hard because when it happens during the week, I have to work. So I have to go to bed. It resets. I can't wake up and go and do any of my pet battling because I need to get organized for work. Go to work. Again, Blizzard, pet battles, please. On, please make it mobile. I could have been pet battling while I was at work. Damn it. So what I did is, and I took a screenshot of before I started and after I started. So for a super squirt day, it will do, you can do from 1 to 25 for a pet battle and 2 pet battles. That's with your safari hat and with both of the pet treats, right? So 2 pet battles, leveled onto the next one, like chewing through them. I could only manage to get 2.5 hours of pet battles before the body just said, no, you've got to go to bed, which was the end for me. But still, 2.5 hours of getting the pets done. So that's literally, so what did I do? I leveled 25 pets. So that's about 50 pet battles. Jeez. That I did in 2.5 hours. Okay. So, and in that time, I managed to go make a coffee because you log off. You do not go AFK when you've got pet treats on, because it ticks down. If you log off with your, when you've got the buffs on you, you're fine. When you log back in, it'll be at the same stage. So it's not like the Dark Moon Fair hat where right. if you log off, you lose it. The pet treats will stay there. So if you log off, if you've got to walk away, log off, come back in. But yeah, it's the only one that will allow you to level up quite well. So I went from, so what was I? 726 pets that I had at max level before I started to 751. So I got 25 level. So as I said, quite happy with that. You're doing two pet battles to get them leveled. So that's 50 that I got through, which again, quite happy with that. So, and then it moved me to from 38 to 36 on Earthen Ring for where I am in realm and rank. Why is he upstairs?
What was that? I think maybe somebody was having a super squirt day of Lerone upstairs.
No, Jesus. No, probably. I don't think it's Kobe. I think it's probably my nephew.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. So, that was good. So as I said, that's, it doesn't often happen, but if you want to level pets and whatnot, that's the time to look for when squirt appears is good because you can normally do in three pet battles.
Yeah.
Is a normal, squirt day with the safari hat and the, treats. But when it's a super squirt day, two pet battles there from 1 to 25. Yeah. So I was like, yay, I just can't spend all day doing this. Because I've still got, as you can see, I've still got a lot to level. I've got 131 to level. So to get them all, like to get all the uniques up to 25.
The one thing I noticed from your screenshot, which I've been trying to copy and paste it out of the document and I can't. So bad host. So I noticed you have 872 pets.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is uncommon. What's the matter with you? That poor one pet is off by himself. One of these things just doesn't belong here.
Well,
come on.
It's probably because I've sent because you know when you do get your pet bags and stuff, you know, sometimes you'll get your stones that you can you can make, you know, the mechanical rare or whichever. Sure. And I've sent all of the excess ones that I've got to my bank tune. So I probably just haven't sorted which one it is and sent it back. Because I did pick up some new ones when I was over in August, a couple weeks ago. I got a couple of new pets that I didn't have. And I also picked up a couple on the auction house because I was trying to do the rating with leashes and four, and I picked up a couple of cheap pets instead of, because every time I run those damn things the pets never drop, and I wanted to get the one that drops from ICC, but it only drops from the 10 man, not from the 25. I've got the 25. But I never run ICC 10 because I want to run ICC 25 because I want the mount. And
you'll never get that mount. You'll never be able to view it because it's invincible.
Really? Really? We're going to go there. Anyway, I looked at the 10 man to see if I could buy the 10 man one, like the pet for the killing Lich King on 10 man. It was some utterly ridiculous amount of money that I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna pay for that. So I think that's the only one I need for the achievement. Like, yeah, I'm not paying that much. So I did, but I did pick up a couple of the other ones that were quite like cheap and that haven't dropped for me. So I was like, but yes, I need to find out what that one uncommon is because I'm like, I don't remember.
Poor little guy.
But yeah, that's from Warcraft pets. So obviously, being a pet collector and that, Warcraft pets has, you know, all the information and can keep track of what you've got and how many. And yeah, I have a few duplicates. Just a couple. But yeah, so that's what I've been doing recently.
Cool. Cool. I'm glad that you had a great super squirt day that you can't really remember very well. It must have been really great if you can't remember it.
It was good. It was good because when I got home and I finished dinner and I got everything sorted and I sat down at the computer, I had to make sure I had my coffee, I had everything ready to go, and I was like, click the hat, click the treats, and away I go. And it's just like, and I didn't even have to go, okay, I just had to line up my team, I had my team ready, had all my leveling cues already there, and it was just pet battle. And I didn't even have to go, oh, hang on, I'm doing this one, what's my strategy again? I know this strategy backwards, and I'm like, just like, bam, hit that, right, swap to this, over to this, bam, 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 done, leveled. Literally, yeah, it takes like 3 minutes.
Wow.
To do. On to the next one, like bandage, pet bandage, on to the next one. I was just like, bam, 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 bam. And then I was like, oh, I finished my coffee. Okay, quick, log out, go make another coffee. Go again. Yeah, it's intense. It's like not paying attention to anything other than hitting what I need to hit. Yeah, it's like full on crazy. So anyway, it was good. It was good. It made my week.
Wow.
From a cruddy week.
Well, it should have made your half year, right? If it's only a couple times a year.
Yeah. Yeah, it is only a couple times. Jesus. If that.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway. Okay.
So.
Okay.
Let's wrap her up.
Let's do it. Okay, nothing else that we need to make mention at the moment? No. No. Okay. Wrap it up. Okay. All right, so where you can find us, don't forget, check out the website, which is adventuresinazeroth.com. You can send us an email if you would like to let us know what your adventures in Azeroth have been. So send an email to podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com, or you can tweet us on the Twitters, which is @ADVAzeroth. We have got our own Discord channel as well. For this, you can jump into discord.adventuresinazeroth.com or come join us over on Twitch, which is what we're doing now, twitch.tv/ADVAzeroth, whenever we decide to do it, which is like now. Stone, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter @StoneGrasp, @StoneGrasp, as well as the WoW Challenges podcast, which we co-host together every week.
Tomorrow morning.
Saturday exactly. Night, 7 p.m.
Yes. Yes.
Eastern.
Yes. 9 a.m. Australian. Yes. Exactly. Okay. So. Okay.
Yeah.
And you can find me. I was just scrolled down and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter @LetaWow, which is LeetaWow. And don't forget, you can also catch me on Behind the Avatar, my other show that I do, which there is 169 episodes of now. Yeah, just had my 5-year anniversary.
Wow.
Last weekend. That was kind of crazy. Yeah, still going. Amazing. Anyway, so thank you everyone for the likes, the retweets, chat room. Thanks guys for hanging out with us. We really do appreciate it. Stone and I get to talk more every week, which is good. We just talk. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I don't know. Don't forget, you can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and iHeartRadio?
Yeah. So I submitted our podcast to both both this one and the other one, and they both got accepted. It's like, great.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Do you want to try Spotify?
I don't know if we can submit.
Spotify has podcasts.
Yes, they do, definitely. But you can't submit it. Like, they go pick it themselves.
Oh,
okay. I'm pretty sure they only do podcasts of the ones that they want to do. Like, the ones that they want to carry that they feel are more listened to.
Maybe.
Pretty sure Spotify doesn't have a way to do it. And if they did, I'd be all over it, because Spotify would be great. Because I use Spotify, like, all the time.
I love Spotify. It's my new favorite
thing. Except when they take off songs that are on my list, and all of a sudden, like, they're gone, and they're grayed out because they fought with, like, the music artists, and now they don't own the rights. And it's like, I can't listen to my song now, because you guys can't get your crap together. Just pay them the extra 10 cents more per listen. Who cares? You guys are making a fortune. Let me listen to my music.
Yeah.
Get me all riled up.
Okay. Anyway, we will go before he gets more riled up.
Parents' Day.
I'm going to go and have some more cake. Because I made cake and it's really yummy.
Oh, man. So, speaking of cake, anyway, you probably want to listen to The Sundering on June 12th, but it's not safe for work. I think we referenced cake in there, maybe at the end. The stuff about cake, yeah. But it's adult only, really.
Okay. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Not PG.
No.
Not PG.
Nope.
All right.
Nope. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Peace.
Bye, chat room.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2018. AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompydeck.com. No copyright infringement is intended.